What's going on, family and friends? Welcome again to another week of the Journey Podcast, navigating entrepreneurship, personal development, and relationships. I am your host, Terrell Ward. I'm excited to be with you again today. I want to talk about a topic that has burned a hole in my brain since I was 9 years old. And that's the thought, or the topic, if you will, of going big or going home. Going all in, all out, putting all the marbles on the table, if you will, and all the eggs in a basket, or not even trying at all, okay? Now, I know we live in a society where that just sounds so extreme, right? That sounds so, like, off the rocker. Well, you know, why would you do that? You know, you got to diversify, you got to do this, you got to do that, which are all true. Right. Even the leading experts, many of them tell you, you know, write attainable goals, achievable goals, goals. Don't try to get in too much on any one thing, because, you know, if it fails, then you're lost. Right. Or you would have lost big, or whatever it might be. And I totally understand that. Right. And that's why I want to have this conversation today, because I do believe that there's a balance there that we can have a conversation about. Going big or going home. You know, ever since I was a little kid, 9 years old specifically, I remember. And I remember when I first started going to church. And one of the very first scriptures that I learned when I went to church at 9 years old was Philippians 4:13. And now, some people that listen to this don't believe in the Bible, so just kind of work with me here, okay? It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. All right. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that verse resonated with me as a little kid, because it became, in a lot of ways, my anthem. Right. My internal monologue anthem. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Meaning, no matter how strong physically that, you know, the doctors or the scientists say I can be, it doesn't matter, because I'm not depending on my own strength, right? Because it's Christ who's strengthening me. So now I feel like a superhero, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's my, you know, that's my super strength, because it comes from him, right? This is how I thought about it as a kid. And then you can look at it today, you know, in society, a lot of people do some extraordinary things, and you're like, how in the world did you muster the strength to get that done? Right. How were you able to do that? And I truly believe it's because there's more to us than meets the eye. All right. It's more to us than that meets the eye. Us meeting human beings. All right. But with that, you know, going back to the story of me being a young kid, 9 years old, I was like, well, I can do anything. And so then when people started telling me, hey, oh, you can't do this, or you can't do that, or that's too much, or that's too ambitious, right? I even got in my own home. Unfortunately, my stepmom and my dad used to try to taper my enthusiasm, okay? Because I'm naturally extremely over enthusiastic and optimistic about things, all right? You know, I get really going gung-ho about something, and it is just, like, off to the races. Like, I am the guy who's trying to build Rome in a day because you said I couldn't. Like, you know, and so, and because of that, I've had people along the way, even as growing up as a kid, that tried to taper that. Hey, you know, Terrell, you know, everybody's not gonna, you know, do this. You can't save everybody. You can't help everybody. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it would just, every time they said it, it was like a ping pong match going in my head. They would hit the ball back to me. You can't do this. And then I would hit it back to them. I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. And it would just go back and forth. And I remember getting to a place where I got older, right? Now I'm in college, or just out of college. And I saw how hard things were. And I began to taper that back. I began to listen to the professors. I began to listen to the people and the news media and everything else that said, you know what? Obtainable, realistic goals. Hey, you're a kid that came from Long Beach. You came from an impoverished family. You did not get good grades. You know what I mean? You're not smart. Like, you know, like some of the other peers. You're not going to Harvard. You didn't make it to Yale. You know, you found your class in the driver's, you found this college you're going to in a driver's ed class, right? You weren't offered a scholarship. You didn't do great on your SATs or your PSATs or the SAT too. All right. So what makes you think you're going to be able to make this tremendous impact that you think you're going to have? Or, hey, you don't maybe have enough hustle. You don't have enough drive. So all of these things, right, started like compounding over and over and over in my mind. And by the time, you know, I got to college, it was just compounding. And then I got a little bump of enthusiasm in college because I was there. You know, I was working and I was doing different things. I was making a little bit of money, you know, working in the restaurants while I was going to school, while I was playing basketball. And then just as the years went on, it just kept weighing. It's like a mountain, you know, of just no's. You can't obtainable, sustainable, da, 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 all these different things, to the point of where it just got to a place where I said, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I'm pretty sure you know, everybody that's out there listening has probably gotten to this place, or you can relate, you know, where at one point you thought like you could just take over the world, and then you either turn that corner and realize, oh man, taking over the world is a lot. And you had that decision to make. Am I going to still continue to believe that I can take over the world, or am I going to take another path that seems more realistic, more attainable, and I can justify the success on the alternative path with, hey, it's still better than other people, or it's still better than what my parents did, or better than what my sister and my brother, you know, my other siblings did, and whatever else, or society. And I want to encourage you today, and I really want to challenge you to think. Like, that's the point of this podcast. Like, I just want to make you think, all right? Because I believe that we don't think enough in our society. You know, I just had a conversation with a very good friend of mine, and they were talking about how, you know, someone just started talking to them about a topic that person was really not qualified to talk about, because somebody on YouTube said some information was true, and so they automatically believed it, and now they're trying to have an insightful, engaging conversation with my friend, who, in reality, is like, you don't even know what you're talking about. You're not thinking. Like, think about what you just said to me, all right? And that's why, you know, that's why I started this podcast, y'all. You know, I want you to think, being an entrepreneur, because I'm thinking, right? You know, I want other people to think with. That's why I want you to think about relationships, you know, because I don't believe I had a great relationship, but I figured out how to stay in it for 10 years, and we're still happily married. You know, if you could just think, I wish I was thinking more, you know, about self-development and what direction to go and how to put the right environment around you. Like, that's the whole point of this. So as you're thinking about this, why have you, if you have, stop thinking big? Why have you? Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're just listening to this like, Terrell, I'm always go big. I'm always go home. Then guess what? Take this podcast and send it to somebody, one of your friends that isn't, you know, and be like, hey, look, here goes another person that you don't even know talking about the same thing I'm trying to tell you, because I'm always going big. And now you got somebody else. Maybe you're listening to them. I don't know. Right. But maybe you're like me. And you let the stress and the negativity of life, and I call it negativity because that's, at the end of the day, it's obstructing me and you from going big, right? You know, one of the best things that I heard that really, really helped me and blessed me was Gary Vee said something. He said, look, if you're 30 years old and you can fail for the next 10 years of your life, and it still won't matter. Meaning, from 40, you could go back into the traditional world, if you will, and from 40 to 65, work for 25 years, stack your 401k, earn your money, and retire the same way. You can still do it. You can do from 30 to 40, take 10 years of attempting to go big, go big, go big, and then just get crushed, and it still wouldn't matter in the grand scheme of things, right? Now, when I say get crushed, I mean you're doing what you love, you're trying, and you're going after it, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't hit. I love Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban said, hey, look, in business, You only need to be right once. You only need to be right one time. That's it. Just one time. Just be right one time and you're set. Okay? And that's why I'm really, really passionate about encouraging you to go big or go home. All right? Go big or go home. Poop or get off the pot. Whatever saying that we have, you know, out there. That was one of my favorite ones too. Poop or get off the pot. Like, you're wasting time. Right? If you're going to have one life to live. I mean, really think about this. You got one life to live. That's it. Now, some people think there's multiple lives and you come back reincarnated. Okay. Let's just, for this conversation, say you want to focus on this life, you know, because I understand my audience. Everybody doesn't believe what I believe, and that's okay, all right? But as far as this life is concerned, there's no religion, there's no spiritual thinking or thought out there that encourages you to waste a life, whether you believe in you get 100 of them, reincarnation, you get one, and then there's nothing afterwards, or you get this one, and then there's an afterlife. Regardless, every single thought, religious, spiritual, whatever day we want to put on that title, we want to put on it, all have the same foundational principle, which is don't waste your time, you know? So with that overarching thought process, I encourage you, what are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? Why waste our time? Why waste our time? Why waste our time when we have so much to give? We have so much that we can offer. We have so many dreams. We have so much in our capacity to achieve, to accomplish, to do. Why not go all in with this life? Why spend 40 years on a job that you hate? Because what, it pays? There's millions of jobs that pay. I mean, if you don't believe that, go on Glassdoor, go on ZipRecruiter, go on Monster, go on LinkedIn or any other job platform. Put in the type of job that you want. Just put in the title, what you think you would want to do if you want a job, okay? And send daily alerts to yourself. Send daily alerts to yourself and watch how many jobs come your way in the city you want to work, anywhere in the world. How many alerts come to you every day with jobs that either are identical or very similar to what you're looking for? You can either filter it by pay. Go ahead. You can even filter it by pay. And you'll be able to see everything that's coming in, that's out there, that's available in companies that you might want to work for, right? That has cultures and different things that you might want. So this notion of I have to go do this and do this and go through all this stuff that I hate. No, you don't have to. Now, I will say this. I'm not suggesting that every single thing you do in life is going to be pleasant. Every single thing you do in life is going to be great. Look, I love doing these podcasts. I absolutely love it. I love speaking before an audience and have an engaging conversation, right? But every part of it, I don't like, you know, there's major parts of it that I love. And then, like, you know, prepping sometimes or preparing to, you know, have to travel and fight through traffic and all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't like all of that. But at the end of the day, but this is ultimately what I love to do. So when you look at it from a grand scale, there's probably only like 70% of it that I really love to do, another 20% that I kind of like to do or I can tolerate, and 10% of it that I can't stand, but it's a means to an end, all right? So I'm not suggesting that, you know, you're going to love every single part of everything. However, what I am saying is, if you think with the end game in mind, meaning I want to accomplish this, I want to make this type of impact, and then work backwards, all the other stuff that you don't like, you can't stand, or it's kind of like you got to tolerate, all of that stuff becomes like easy because it's not about that. It's about the end goal, right? Like, if you want to make $1 billion, why? What are you waiting on? Now, you may go through the process and realize, you know what? What it might take to make this billion is too much. Like, right, going back to that pie that I just kind of illustrated with myself. Maybe you only like the $1 billion and that's only 50, 20%, and everything it takes you absolutely hate. Then guess what? Maybe the $1 billion ain't for you. And that's okay. Right. So then it becomes, OK, do you want the billion for the billion, for the status? So you can say you're in Forbes magazine. If that's the case, why not build a business? You don't have to become a billionaire that gets featured in Forbes. If that's what it really was, you want to be featured in Forbes. There's plenty of people. Most of the people that are featured in Forbes aren't billionaires. I just want you to think about, like, OK, one, what is it I really want? And then two, why aren't I exhausting every piece of energy that I have to go after it? Why not? Why am I not exhausting every single thing that I have? I only have one life. And then on top of that, I don't even know when that life is going to stop. I don't know if I get hit by a car today, God forbid, I have a heart attack, or I just die. There's nothing. There's nobody knows why. It just happens. Natural death. Natural causes. Nobody knows when their day is going to come. So why waste your time? Why not go big? Now, there's two main reasons why I believe this happens. Number one, fear of failure. Or number two, fear of success. All right. Now, most people understand this fear of failure thing, right? Oh, you know, I'm a fail, so I don't want to fail. It hurts so bad to fail. You know, I was talking to one of my great friends, and he was just like, man, you know, I'm tired of failing. And I was like, man, well, you know what? If you think about it like that, it sucks. You know, I'm pretty sure you are tired of failing. Excuse me. But what if those failures, you looked at them as learning lessons, right? Learning lessons. But people don't take chances sometime because they're afraid to fail. But the other thing that's really big and most people don't like to talk about is the fear of success. What happens if I make it and I do it and then I can't sustain it? Now I'm the boss and I have to tell other people what to do. I have to now be responsible for them. I can't just be responsible for myself while my boss tells me what to do. Right? There's a great book by Dr. Miles Monroe, book recommendation here. It's called The Burden of Freedom. The Burden of Freedom. And it talks about how, you know, and he uses the Bible, you know, throughout his book, all his books, if for that matter. And he talks about how it's more comfortable, whether people want to agree with it or not, to be a slave than it is to be the master. Because the master is now responsible for not only himself, but everybody, including the slaves and his family. Whereas being a slave, you just got to go look up. The master tell you what to do. You don't have to think, and you can just go do. And there's a burden that comes along with leadership. And guess what? At the end of the day, every single person is a leader. And now I know there's some thought leaders out there that argue with that point, but my argument is this: you're the leader of your life, so you're a leader. Nobody else can lead your life unless you give them permission to do so. And then even still, if you give somebody else permission to do so, think about this, that's still you taking a leadership position and making a decision about your life. So no matter what, you as a leader decided, all right, I'm giving control to somebody else, or I'm going to control my life and do what I want to do. So you're making your own decisions, or you giving that to somebody else. But nobody can actually do it unless you give them that power, thus making you the leader of your life. Leader, excuse me. Somebody listen to this, like, he said leader like a water leader. So, I mean, so think about that. Everyone's a leader, but there's a burden that does come, and that burden is responsibility. It's accountability, all right? And many people, they don't like to talk about it, but they don't want to have to now have that burden. And so I encourage those people out there. See, the fear of failure, that makes sense, but there's a group of people, I raised my hand as being one of them at one point in time in my life, who was afraid of the success. Because there's nothing, it's, you got a lot of poor people. I'll give this analogy and we'll wrap this up. A lot of poor people aren't killing themselves for being poor in poverty. Okay. That's a generalized statement, but we don't hear on the news a lot of people committing suicide due to poverty, right? At least in my little space, I don't see that. Right. And I talk to other people, I don't hear that conversation. But when billionaires lose all their money, millionaires lose all their money, that's when you hear people jumping out the window. Okay. Why? It's because, man, it's one thing to already be down here and figured it out. It's another thing to get way up here. Or at least you feel like you're way up here and have that fall. And some people can't stand the thought of that fall, so they don't even try. They never get high enough so that if they do fall, it doesn't hurt that bad. And I encourage you today, whether you fear failure or whether you fear success, I encourage you, go big. You only got one life. Look, if you spent your whole life chasing your dreams and enjoying every bit of it and you die and you never get to see it come to fruition, what would it matter? You did. Like, honestly, like, think about that. What would it matter? You spent your whole life chasing your passion, chasing your dream, living for what you believed in, right? What you really believed in, having joy along the way. And I'm just talking from a very generic standpoint on this, right? What would it matter at that point in time? Now, there's other layers, on top of that, I think that we must consider, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. That's not the conversation. What would it matter? Okay, you're going. It didn't work. You're going. Right? You're going. It didn't work. But you at least left a legacy, maybe not the one you thought where you leave a legacy of all this success, but you left a legacy of somebody that poured out their heart and their soul and everything into what they believed in. And that's an example that the rest of us can most definitely follow, regardless of what you believe in, what your race, what your nationality is, what your origin is, or whatever else. That's something we can all believe in. And guess what? And here goes the beautiful thing about it. Typically, people that do that, that leave it all out on the line, outside of their life coming up short, and even sometimes when that happens, they typically get what they were going after. Because there's another verse in the Bible, there's a lot of verses in the Bible, whether you believe in the Bible or not, I'm telling you, there's some good stuff in there, that says, give, and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. Okay, I'll say that again. It says, give, and it shall be given back. Pressed down, shaken together, run it over. That's like compact. Shall men give it to your bosom? There is a spiritual impact of giving. And when you give your whole heart and soul into what you know is your destiny and your purpose, you will be rewarded for it, period. And sometimes that reward is money. Sometimes that reward is connection. Sometimes that reward is family. Sometimes, a loving family. Sometimes that reward is good health, whatever. But you will be rewarded. That is something I will stick on. And I will have anybody challenge me on that. So, with that being said, I encourage you today. Let your imagination run free. I believe in you. Okay? I absolutely believe in you. I may not see you right now. You may not ever see me physically. We may never meet, but we can still connect. And if you agree with the words that I'm saying, and if I'm the only person that's speaking into your life right now, we agree together. There's another Bible verse that says where two or three are gathered, that make a connection. Now, it goes on to say in his name, talking about Christ, but there's a connection in people There's something there that happened even at the beginning of time when two people come together. All right? Yes, the Bible talks about Adam and Eve coming together as one and having children, etc. Yes, but there is a human link that is connected and forged regardless of whether it's man and man, woman and woman, and, you know, and it's not sexual, okay? Just want to make sure. And we're not talking sexual. We're talking about people to people, spirit being to spirit being. There's a link that we all have. And when we come together, we can do the impossible. There's nothing great that's ever been done by one person. Even if they are the celebrity, they get the spotlight by themselves. Go have them open the door to their success, and you'll see a team of people, each offering different, you know, different contributions to the success of that person or the cause. But there's a team. There's a linking. And if I have to be that first link for you, because mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, coworker, job, boss, and friends and cousins can't believe with you to think big, you can message me, you can email me, you know, Terrell, T-E-R-E-L-L, at Terrell, T-E-R-E-L-L, ward.com, and you can tell me about it. You can hit me up on Instagram, Inspiration with T. You can find me on Facebook, Terrell, T-E-R-E-L-L, Ward on Facebook, or whatever means. You can go on Twitter, Snapchat, you will find me. I use my regular name, okay, outside of Twitter, or excuse me, Instagram, where it's Inspiration with T. Message me. Say, hey, you know what? I like this connection. This, I thank you for believing in me, and I can put your name in my prayers, in my thoughts, when I'm, you know, when I'm doing, when I'm having my quiet time, and I'm thinking about the success and the people around me. I will most definitely put my thoughts and my prayers towards your direction. Because once we link, you'll start seeing amazing things happen. It's not because of me. It's because that principle is true. You can link up with somebody and say, oh, no, Terrell, I don't care about him. I'm going to link up with, you know, my mama. Okay, fantastic. You and your mama do it. Watch it. Watch what happens. Watch what comes from it. All right? So God bless you. God bless you. I love y'all. This has been another edition. Go big or go home. All right, that's the topic today of the Journey Podcast, Navigating Entrepreneurship, Personal Development, and Relationships. God bless y'all. I love you. You can follow me again on Twitter at Terrell Ward. You can follow me on at the fan page on Facebook, excuse me, Terrell Ward, not hard. You can email me, Terrell, T-E-R-E-L-L, at TerrellWard.com, or on Instagram, Inspiration, the word spelled all the way out, with T. And I love this, you know, connect with you there, talk to you, or you can follow me on Snapchat and look at me and my crazy family do silly things because that's what we do in our spare time. God bless you. I love you. Talk to you next time.